So, please sit in a comfortable position. I would actually love to invite all of you to lie down, but I don't know about the space here. So, you can try. There's space in the aisle, and maybe some can lie down and some not. And there is still plenty of space here, around here. And it's of course fine to sit down. It's also great. There's still some spaces here. At the front, if you dare to come close. And just let's share a common agreement that if our neighbor is having sounds while sleeping, we very, very gently can touch her leg or arm, sort of remind her or him to come back. So I would like us to start this practice today with a quote by Desmond Tutu. But first just feel the body resting on the ground, sitting or lying down. Just can you feel the gravity and the way in which the earth allows us to just be on her back, never mind if we are good or bad, great meditators or the worst ever seen. Doesn't matter if our breath is long or short, if our thoughts are interesting or keep repeating the same boring thought again and again. The earth doesn't mind. She offers herself freely and supports us. So just noticing this quality of acceptance. And the quote by Desmond Tutu says, "We are made for goodness. We are made for love. We are made for friendliness. We are made for togetherness. We are made for all of the beautiful things that you and I know. We are made to tell the world that there are no outsiders. All are welcome. Black, white, red, yellow, rich, poor, educated, not educated, male, female, gay, straight, all. We all belong to this family, this human family, God's family." So just having this in mind, we all belong. And it's inwardly and outwardly just the same. Just in the same way that we are willing to accept our emotions, thoughts, feelings, sensations, breath, sounds. It's one meaning of what we call radical acceptance, the understanding that everything belongs, everyone belongs, even us, including us. No outsiders. So one of the Thai teachers, Ajahn Buddhadasa, great teacher from the 20th century, used to start every Dhamma talk by the phrase, brothers and sisters, for in birth, aging, sickness, and death. That's how he would start his talks. And when we reflect on it, we can notice, yeah, those stations, we all go through them. Birth, aging, sickness, death. There's some common faith that we all share as human beings, and not just as human beings. But as human beings, we have also the capacity to love. And I'll speak more about love tomorrow. But for today, just know that it's a quality that can be developed. And by love, I don't mean emotion necessarily. And by love, I don't mean to like everyone or everything. Not at all. It's more of a boundless quality that leaves no one outside. And we can practice it in a simple way, traditional way, that we will offer during the days different ways and methods, but this is one classical, traditional way of practicing metta, loving kindness, inclining the heart mind towards the quality of goodness, well-wishing, and we can use different phrases that we can repeat inwardly. And sort of send them either to ourselves or to others. Maybe we can start by bringing a memory of someone that was really kind to us. Someone in our lives that once, maybe just once, was kind to us. It can be a recent event or past event. sort of riding on the waves of the music and the sounds, which are great. Just let them help us send these sentences to this person. May you be happy and well. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. We don't have to feel anything in particular. That's okay if we don't feel any warmth even in the heart. That's why we call it practice. Instead of resisting what we feel, or resisting sound, or resisting body sensation, allow yourself to sort of melt into it. May you be happy and safe. May you be free from suffering. May you live with ease. Ease. Kalut. Kalut. Noam. May you live in peace. Or whatever sentences you feel connected to and you want to wish and you want to use, it's fine. So bringing an image of this person to mind. May you be safe and protected, free from inner or outer pain. May you live with ease, simplicity, joy. May you be truly happy, liberated, free. And see if you can actually aim these phrases inward, inwardly towards yourself. Mi ten veye mugan vebatuach, meshuchrar mikeev pnimi o chitzoni. Mi ten vechye bekalut. באיזון, בשמחה. מי ייתן ואהיה מאושרת באמת, משוחררת, חופשייה. It's a little bit like in India. While during retreats, the wedding music is going on full blast. So we may imagine we're in India now. No problem. Just sounds. Make sure you're not fighting anything or resisting or closing your heart because you don't like what is going on. And just keep coming back to the sentences. Allow yourself to rest and relax with the sounds. And allow the heart, little by little, to open up, to warm up. Thank you. מי ייתן ויהיה מוגן ובטוח, משוחרר מכאב פנימי או חיצוני. מי ייתן ויחיה בקלות, באיזון, בשמחה. מי ייתן ויהיה מאושרת באמת, משוחררת, חופשייה. See if you can wish yourself these simple wishes without expecting anything to happen. Without expecting love to dawn on you. But just as a practice of sowing seeds or watering seeds. And at the beginning you don't see anything. And some seeds take ages to sprout. Some are really quick. And it's okay. May you be safe and protected. Free from inner or outer pain. May you live with ease, with joy, with balance. May you be truly happy, liberated, free. So you can work with these phrases, sending them to yourself or to another, a benefactor, someone that once, maybe, was kind to you. sometimes it's helpful to bring up an image. Maybe you can imagine your heart having the sun inside of it, sort of radiating warmth, goodness, kindness, everywhere in the body and outside. See if that's helpful. And keep working with the sentences to come back to. It's not about manipulating emotions. It's more about watering the seeds. Well wishing. מי ייתן ויהיה מוגן ובטוח. משוחרר מכאב פנימי או חיצוני. מי ייתן ויחיה בקלות, באיזון, בשמחה. מי ייתן ויהיה מאושרת באמת, משוחררת, חופשייה. Just allow yourself to bless yourself in this way. To have a well-wishing towards yourself. And if it's too much, you can always direct it to a benefactor. Someone that it's easier for you to wish well. And then come back to yourself. Now please stay in this comfortable position. And don't be in a hurry to get up and do something. And start to invite yourself to feel the different ways in which the world has this kind of quality for you. Maybe it will be easier for you to feel the quality of lightness, of softness. Maybe you can notice different acts of kindness. Gentleness. And if you wish, you can start to bring it into your practice also during the day. Maybe start a sitting with a few moments of well-wishing towards yourself, or maybe start walking with this. I will post the sentences on the board. So you can memorize them if you wish, or make your own. And just one last thing. Kind of cool. In the ancient texts, which are called the sutras, the Buddha was talking about this kind of quality developing this kind of quality. And one of the benefit, according to the ancient text, is that your sleep gets to be really, really sweet. So you can try by lying down in your bed, practicing this a little bit just before dozing off to sleep. See what happens. And I think just to let you know that what we had this evening was like a starter. It's supposed to be a big, big party tonight. I don't know. That's what we've been told. Let's see. So don't be surprised. And maybe you can use it as a reminder. Just dwell on the sounds and remember the phrases. Maybe it can help remember the phrases. Okay. So have a good night, sweet dreams, and we'll see you all in the morning.